Is the woman yet you love acting out of line? Is she acting like Sierra or Gabrielle Union or even the Thought Queen herself, Jada Pinkett? Because we have a solution for you, gentlemen. We understand that moments and situations like this can get very dicey with women like this. So we have a solution. We have a hotline for men like you. It's called 1-800 She's for the Streets. And what you want to do is not put the she's for. All you have to do is put 1-800-STREETS because that's where she's going to be ending up. We'll even send a move-out team to your location to yeet that bitch out of there. And don't worry, gentlemen. We will not be doing anything. No men. We will send an all-female team to yeet that bitch out. And they will help you move her shit out in a timely manner. And so, please, y'all. Before you eat that bitch out or put hands on a hoe, go ahead and call 1-800-STREETS because that's where that bitch needs to be. All right, we're ready to go. All
right, starting that
up. Run it back.
All right.
That was a quick second, but welcome to the Too Easy Podcast, man. This is our first video. Pretty much giving out pretty much the details here with the king himself, yeah. Big Austin. How you doing, man?
Doing good, guys. Thank you for having me on. All right,
yeah. It's good to hear, man. Yeah. And so we kind of had some technical difficulties, so we sound a little weird at first. Forgive us, but we back in it. So, yeah, Austin, I mean, I don't know if you want to run it down with us, but, like, how did this whole thing start? Because I know you started working internationally, and so take us with it.
Yeah, start from the beginning.
Basically, about 3 years ago, pandemic, right? Company went remote. I was working from home, and I really just was looking at Airbnbs in Mexico. Gotcha. And I was like, for $400, I can get like a nice spot with like a pool, you know, just something really, really cheap something really nice on the cheap. So I ended up going to Mexico, and Benny, my manager, like, just let me work here. For a month, I promise I won't join Zoom call drunk on tequila with a sombrero on. I'm like, I'm gonna get my work done, I promise. And he let me do it for a month, and I never looked back, man. And for the past 3 years, I've just been traveling the world where your money goes further and dating is better. And I really believe a lot of men need to experience this in their lifetimes because it is life-changing for a lot of people. So I want to get that. About 2 years ago, I started trying to get the message out of, like, hey, guys, you got to check this out. This is insane.
Yeah, and that's how you started your TikTok and everything?
Your TikTok career of vlogging, pretty much your international travels.
Yeah, how did you get the idea to go into TikTok and start who you are now?
I started TikTok actually because my little sister went viral. My little sister went super viral before me. She has more views on that video than Matt. She's still more viral than me on that video. But so I was like, man, this is crazy. TikTok really is, if you create good content, it will push you out organically, and it doesn't matter if you have zero followers, which is I really appreciate. So I just started uploading my stuff, and it took me a while, but I think within the first month, one of my videos went viral, and
then
I was just trying to, like, keep that content
coming. Yeah, most definitely. I mean, TikTok, I mean, it just has, like, it's just a quicker way to do it. I mean, you can just swipe up, and you can be famous overnight, or you can get hit every night. So that's one of the things I like about TikTok myself. And so, yeah, no, it's crazy, man. Like, just seeing the life you live in, I'm like, that's any guy's dream. Yeah. And so, I mean, the fact that you're able to get through TikTok, I mean, It's gonna get a lot of traction, man. And I know people are mad and steaming at the head, but I'm telling you, man, keep doing what you're doing, dog. Like me personally, I'm about to get my passport soon, so I'm trying to just follow your steps, big dog. He's trying to get his too. He's trying to go, man. So
hopefully later this month, I'll get onto it. It's just a whole bunch of paperwork and stuff like that, but it should be fine. My first trip I'm thinking about doing is Japan, probably. There's a lot of stuff to do
in order to do that. Excited.
Japan is
amazing, and I'm a gamer, and I'm into anime, so it's like the gaming cultures out there is crazy. 2000 South Korea, and it's literally like Professional gamers are like celebrities.
Yeah, nice. Stadiums, like, yeah. It's so cool. Yeah, I got into the idea of going to Japan because of, like, anime and all that stuff, but now it's more along the lines of just the culture in general, you know? Because, I mean, the anime and all that stuff, that's just one aspect to it, but, I mean, the history is rich, the food is amazing over there. It's just, it's a lifetime goal of mine, honestly.
Yeah, and my personal thing or my vendetta is to go to Africa and travel up there and do my own thing up there too. So yeah. I mean, like I said, this travel thing, man, you got something going, bro.
Yeah.
Like on the real.
Go ahead. Oh, sorry.
I was gonna say it's great. Like, think about why are they shaving the passport, bro? So really, men are getting more cultured. They're working hard to, like, save money. Like, it's such a positive movement, and it's a shame that, like, men are being shamed for traveling the world, and, like, that used to be such an enriching experience that people looked up to, and now, like, it's because we just happen to be single, all of a sudden we're bad people, and it's like...
Oh, yeah, no, most definitely. I mean, I'm sure people think, so I've been seeing other videos, and, you know, Western women are coming out the woodwork saying that, you know, men are out here trying to just grab foreign women because, you know, take advantage of them, use and abuse, et cetera, et cetera, and they don't realize that this is just, hey, there's just someone at a different country. And that doesn't mean they're not intelligent. It doesn't mean that they don't know anything that they can be taken advantage of. It's just that they believe in more traditional values and morals. And that's what some Western women just don't understand. And it triggers them because they know they can't go out to another country and get a traditional man out there, because if they do, it's going to be just a round-the-clock cycle for them. So they're just mad because they were leaving. Not me, but, you know, soon. Yeah. Soon.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, you know, I feel that, man. Men. I like that.
I talk. You guys seem like good dudes. Like, it's like they want to paint it like everyone's out to take advantage of.
Yeah,
these
women,
where it's like, I always say just treat them like an American girl. If they appreciate you more. That's their vendetta. Like, you take them on a nice date, and a lot of American women are like, if you're not making six figures, you ain't shit. Or, like, there used to be a term called good men. Like, back when our grandparents were around, and if they describe him as a good man, it's like, yeah, he's not 6 foot tall, he's not rich, but he treats me right, he puts a roof over my head, he's a decent man. And in America, I feel like good men, all those men now are just, because they're wonderful, whatever you want to paint them, women think, oh, they ain't shit. But overseas, you get treated with a lot of respect, and people, just even if they don't date you, like, Brazilian women, if you go talk to them, they can be beautiful, but the way they respond to you is not some girl in Miami.
Most definitely.
American women definitely have a sort of quality that the world has yet to do. But I mean,
more modernized. And the thing about about modernization, it's only happened within the past, in my personal opinion. Like, modernization's happened within like 60 years. Women became more modernized and women became less traditional. You know, after World War II, after women worked the factories, I believe Dave Chappelle touched on this, you know, women were new, they were born again. And, you know, they started, you know, believing in different morals, different values after that. And so I just think the idea that being a modern woman versus being a traditional woman is just an aspect that's a foreign concept to most women nowadays. And just to be traditional means to devalue themselves. So.
They really have, they look at it in, like, if you are a good wife or the centerpiece of a family unit, that you're somehow second-class citizen, or you're somehow not respected, where, like, these women, they're confusing. They say we can't handle strong women, right?
Yeah.
They're like, well, you just can't handle a strong woman. But we're like, I guarantee you to try to think that these Colombian, Latin women, or these African women, these Asian women are not strong women. What they're doing is they're confusing their privilege with strength.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, maybe I'm more privileged than these women, but these are amazing, very valuable people with kind hearts, great work ethic. They're amazing people, and just because they may not be as privileged as you doesn't necessarily mean they're not as strong as you by any means.
Facts.
If anything, I think they're stronger.
Facts. Yeah, no, most definitely. I mean, it's something that it's just something they can't get around, though, because I believe in the past 60 years, modern women now today
weren't taught by their mothers or their grandmothers what traditional women were. And so I think that has an effect now today. Like most people say, oh, no, it ain't because of that. It ain't because my grandma ain't going to take this or that. It's because they weren't taught that. So they don't see it. And, you know, seeing is believing. If you don't see it, you don't believe it. Yeah. And so if you're being taught one way, you're being taught to be independent. That's the buzzword for the past, you know, 30, 40 years, to be Miss Independent. And so, it's just something they don't see.
Yeah, I mean, it all basically comes down to just, like, experience and stuff like that. And it's people like you that, like, actually, like, shed a light onto, like, how international women are and, like, how international everything is. It makes everything... It gives people knowledge that they would more than likely be without, you know? So, I mean...
Absolutely. Yeah, like, some people still think these countries I'm in only have dirt roads. Especially American women, like, all these women are oppressed. It's like the Philippines had a woman president. Like, I don't know. And there's, like, women doctors and lawyers in these countries. It's not like they're medieval countries or, like... America is a bad rep for not being traveled. And I think anything to get more American people to travel and see more of the world, the better.
Yeah, we're in our own little world when we should be out there experiencing the different parts of the actual world that has for us to actually take advantage of, you know? And hopefully with you working on the TikTok and with everything else going on, we should be getting there soon.
Yeah, just a light being shed on it.
I'm about to go on Fox News.
Nice.
Tuesday night live, so.
Cool.
It's going to be exciting and scary. I hope they don't. They're going to try to twist it on you, man.
Fuck
up, guys. I apologize to the movement because I try my best, but like these guys are professionals.
They could easily trip you up, and they could even like edit out different things and stuff like that. It's definitely scary, but I mean, just be yourself, man, and I mean, you got this in the bag, honestly.
Listen, if it's coming from a genuine place, I mean, they can't shake anything that's genuine. I mean, I know, not to bring Andrew Tate into this, but I know when he went on Piers Morgan, you know, he asked him like 3,400 questions, just shaming everything he's done. And, you know, whether you love him or hate him, you know, I think he handled it eloquently, and I think that's the approach you should take on that as well. I mean, if you're coming from a genuine place, they can't shake it.
Right, yeah. And I mean, Top G, I'm a fan.
Yeah,
so I think he's coming from a genuine place.
Yeah, most definitely. And then the thing is, people, they try to push things aside when they don't know what's going on. Like, when they see something new, they try to push it to the side. They try to push as much as they can, because usually when you get into something new, it takes a lot of effort. People feel like it takes a lot of effort to try something new just generally. And so something like this coming along, like telling people, hey, travel, and they're like, oh, man, I got to go get a passport. I got to do all this, et cetera, et cetera. And so I think that's just a mindset of most people that see your videos and most people that, like, see the life you're living, and they think it's just a lot of effort when it really is just life, and you're just choosing a different lifestyle. And I think people just need to go ahead and not really wake up, just open up a little to traveling more and just seeing the world more.
It's because nowadays people are complacent because of like the amount of stuff that we have, you know. I mean, because the internet connects us to basically everybody throughout the world. Like, take this podcast, for example. We're over here in America, and you're over in... I'm sorry, where are you?
I'm in the Philippines right now.
there you go. that's just for one example. And then it's crazy how much that we have, but we basically take advantage of it, or we just don't actually utilize it properly. Mm. And so we get stuck in our own little bubble, and then we don't want to bother going out, you know? So, and it's thanks to like your TikTok and other people actually like putting it out there and be like, hey, here are some tips. It's really easy to actually do it. And just go out there, you know? Yeah. And I mean, it's thanks to like your TikTok and some other TikToks that have actually pushed me into actually going for the passport, you know? So, I mean, like...
That's awesome, man. And that was my goal, was like, I started this late. I didn't start until I was 29. And I'm like, man, I could 23, 24 witness. And I just really want to try to speak to the younger me and like, just let them know, because I had no idea either. I mean, you're in America. Americans don't really think it's even an option, or they don't understand how it would work, or like how the taxes work. Is it even possible? And I think people know it's an option. I don't say every man has to do this by any means, but if you're drawn to it, and I'm telling you, most people who do it once, it's like they will do anything to make it happen again. And so, good motivation to help get yourself set to be able to do it again.
Gotcha. And just a sidebar off the topic question. I know there's a volcano that's erupting out there in the Philippines. I hope you know we're near that area. But
my Filipino girlfriend's actually here. I got you. Volcano erupting out in the Philippines. Check it.
Yeah, supposedly they're evacuating a lot of people. Yeah, it's like, I just found out this morning, so
yeah, American news.
That's crazy. You're more caught up on the Philippines.
Yeah, we looked up. It just came to me out of random this morning, so I was like, all right, let me ask if he's good.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's
fun.
Yeah, I hope. What is it? Oh, so it is going on. But I think we're far away from that, right?
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay, awesome.
Just wanted to check and see if he was good. I didn't know if you were in the middle of evacuation or not, and you're like the only one in town right now.
That would be hilarious. I was like, I don't know why the town's so empty.
Yeah. I'd be like, man, I was like, shit, I've been perfect.
It's feeling kind of hot. I don't know. Like,
but yeah, most definitely, man. I mean, yeah, Brody, I mean, like I said, we're going to be traveling ourselves soon. And I think people need to be open a lot more to your TikTok. And I know there's another guy, too, that's like in Colombia as well. He travels himself. I don't know if you, I believe he's like German, if not mistaken. He's like German. He does his thing. He's getting up there, but like, I believe. I'm not too sure. I just looked into briefly. I'm not gonna just start spewing something out. But
no worries.
Like I said, I feel like there's a lot more people like since seeing yours, because I feel like yours was like the first one coming out, because that's when I first saw it. You're the first one I saw vlogging and going, you know, country to country and seeing all these different places. And after that, probably like a month after seeing your videos, there was like 3-4 every other month coming out traveling. And so I'm like, dang, yeah, I was like, man, you know, it's something, man. It's just something. Like Passport Bros, I mean, I get it. The title sounds raunchy. And, you know, the title is like, it's iffy to some people looking from the outside in. And I get it. But God, like I said, I tell somebody to travel or someone to get out, I always point them to your channel. I just want to throw that out there.
And I welcome as many travelers as I can. I think the more people share it on social media, the more other men can realize that, you know, we're not necessarily trapped in whatever situation we're in. If you vibe with it, there's a lot of options out there. And I can't wait to see your guys' Japan content and Africa content.
Definitely. Gonna be everywhere.
I know. We're gonna make sure it's on everywhere, plastered everywhere, and hopefully by this time next year we're on Fox News too. Getting at it with reporters. I mean, like, you big dog.
Let's not count the chickens.
Yeah, let's slow it down though. But yeah, no, man, most definitely. Another question I want to ask. So, me personally, I'm polygamous, and so you know, I usually for the past 10 years I've been practicing polygamy, and you know, I always had multiple girlfriends at a time. And I just want to say, like, I know you're single, and I know you're out there more, or not really single, but you're out there dating. So how's more or less the dating life, if you don't want to make it personal?
No, it's fine. I mean, it really is changing. Men will change their lives because of it once you experience it. And I think we don't really realize that. As an American man, America is the worst place on the planet to date. And it's just the way it is. It's the inconvenient truth. I mean, any other some other Western countries probably just as bad, but most countries, the men that women are saying ain't shit are catches. You know what I mean? They literally are catches and sought after. So it's really interesting that the dating experience is here in America and but here most other places.
Yeah.
And instead of people asking the question, why is this, they just attack the guys.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. Most definitely. I'm telling you, the dating culture is absolutely amazing. Set your Tinder location over to those locations. Have you done that yet?
Yeah. No, I mean,
that's
not happening
for a lot of people.
Yeah, no, me personally, I did it before they banned me because I don't think Tinder allows polygamy. So I remember I was getting like 20, 30 matches a day. And then I think Tinder caught up on that and was like, nope, we ain't going to allow you.
I have yet to try it, honestly. I just feel kind of iffy, you know, because I'm just like, well, my concerns are probably unfounded, but I mean, it's just, I'm in my own head about it.
Yeah, sure. What are your concerns? I'm curious.
No, I mean, it's nothing too big. It's basically just like how it's attached to like Tinder Gold or like the, where you have to pay to actually use it, you know? And like nowadays, the dating apps are using, or like, basically asking for money in order to use most of their stuff, you know? And I don't like giving out my money to them for that reason, you know? But I mean, I probably will cave in, honestly.
You gotta pay to play.
It's a fun month. Get the month. Jump around Japan, jump around places.
Most definitely. Like I said, me personally, I mean, I stayed off for a minute because, like I said, I kept getting banned. So, you know, me personally, like I said, I'm just going to just go travel, see it for myself. And, yeah, because I know Tinder ain't going to allow me to see before I go. So I'm just going to go see for myself. I know either way the experience is going to be amazing. I plan on traveling within the next year or two.
Yeah,
so and, I mean, it's going to get crazy.
Where have you been exactly? Like,
yeah.
What is like the countries that you've been to?
Sure. Started off in Mexico, and then my next spot was Costa Rica, and then I went to Colombia, which that's when my most viral TikToks started going off in Colombia.
Yeah,
I noticed that.
Back to Colombia, South Korea. Indonesia, nice. The Philippines, about to go to Vietnam in a few days.
Nice.
Really jumping around.
Yeah, I see. Nice. That's why I know when we were messaging, I didn't know what time zone he was going to be in. And, I didn't know if you're going to be in, you know, somewhere in Colombia or somewhere else. So I was like, I was keeping my distance.
What do you like the most about, like, those specific places? Like, is it, like, the food or is it the people or, like,
of living are both amazing. I mean, $400 for I think my apartment in Vietnam a month rate. This is utilities, everything short term rental for a month is like $530.
Nice.
And then with food, I mean, Uber Eats in America, it's like $18 to get a Chipotle burrito to your house.
Oh yeah, right. And it's like triple the price just to like get it to your.
Oh, it's.
Yeah, it's crazy. Terrible.
I mean, what I've started to move from, cause, I mean, I didn't start the path, but I didn't expect high school girls to be a thing. But now what I'm really starting to show is that in these countries, like you were saying, the favorite part is that it gives guys a space to level up their lives. Like, it's about if you have a girlfriend and you have all your food delivered to your house and you don't have to commute to work and you're working a remote job, that's an extra like 2 hours, 3 hours a day. You could get any goal you want done. Yeah. I mean, whatever goals you have, it's like when you're financially stable, it's the best, and you're in the best position to level up. And it kind of sucks because, like, the people who need the most help don't get the help. You know what I mean? Like, it's easier for someone who's already settled to start a business. It's easier for someone who's got that to, like, you know what I mean? So I think really as men, if you end up doing the work remote life, are more set up to just, it's a snowball. It's like you got more free time to make more money, which gives you more free time to make more money. And it's so good for men.
It's a domino effect.
Yeah, we just have to start it, you know?
Yeah, the hardest part is just starting. I know for a lot of people like us on our end as well, I know we're about to get into it, but, you know, we got to take it step at a time. Like me, just got a house, everything. So we just, you know, we're doing it that and then jumping into traveling too. So, but yeah, most definitely, man, I want to follow your footsteps, man. Like I said, most guys out there, you know, around our age should be pretty much jumping on this at least, you know, if not, you know, not doing anything extra, I feel like at least travel. That way you have the memories, you have the pictures, you have something to look back on, you know what I mean? And with the stuff that you're doing, I mean, I'm pretty sure in like 20 years, you're going to be like, dang, I, you know, hell of a life.
Yeah.
I know you is, so I mean, like, shoot, I'm just trying to get on your level, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I hope I see you guys out sometime.
Yeah, most definitely.
Who knows? We'll run into each other in like Japan or something. I don't know.
Yeah, no, we're gonna go crazy. And so, yeah, no, I mean, most definitely. And I know, like I said, all the hate you get right now, dog, just take it in, man, because there's no such thing as bad publicity. And so, right now, most definitely. I mean, there. And I know Fox News is gonna come at you. I know Daily Mail is probably coming at you hard. On the articles, I think they dropped another one about you. If I'm not mistaken, I think they dropped another one about you, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like if people would just go out themselves, that's all. That's it.
Just experience it.
And
so,
the thumbnails are crazy.
It's crazy.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah.
Mail order brides, as they say, mail order brides.
Yeah,
yeah. That's how the news works nowadays. News works based off of clickbait. Yeah,
a lot of propaganda.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah,
it's the fact that they have to go through, you know, negative channels to actually get a story, or the fact that they have to find something wrong with you in order for them to get a story versus them just calling you and saying, hey, we want to learn more about this. You know, pretty much just saying, hey, what's good?
They don't want to put the effort in, you know. They'd much rather just, like, make up some story or whatever and then just call it the truth, quote, unquote, and then...
And what's funny is they come at you so nice. They're like, oh, we love your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Give us permission to use your name.
Yeah, nah. It's like snakes in the grass.
Not to bring agitator, but it's the same thing they try to do with him. Where, I don't know if you saw his BBC interview and stuff and all that whole interview, which was just
the
shambles.
The second one, when he was trying to make him bring chocolates.
Yeah, that was stupid. Okay. But it's just people are not going to understand, or people make more money off negativity. At least these news outlets, they get money off negativity, because it's something I learned from a movie. It's Spider-Man movie. It's what Green Goblin says, like the things people love more than the hero is to see a hero fall. And to have it, you know, right there up front. So, I mean, I feel like that's their mentality when they go in. I mean, anything to get it going, because if this, they get credibility when they shut someone down. They get more credibility shutting people down versus bringing them up. You know what I mean? Like, the only time they'll bring someone up is if they're working along the branches that's going to be benefiting them. If they're getting paid by any legacy media or anybody that's going to be paying them in the future, that's the only time you ever get good publicity. Or if the movie's coming out or something like that. Yeah, you know, anybody else, you know, it's fair game. But
it's I appreciate you guys taking the time to do something more long form with me and more nuanced and just giving me the chance to say how I really feel besides like a clickbaity headline.
Like I said, if you watch it or if you listen to any of our podcasts, I mean, we're usually raw, nasty, you know, truthful with it. Like I said, the stuff we put out, I mean, is very raw, but it's very honest at the same time.
We're just ourselves, honestly. Yeah, like, there's no like editing at all, or like, I mean, in some of the podcast episodes, we have like dogs barking and shit like that. I mean, it's pretty much just ourselves, you know.
Yeah, just our unfiltered selves.
So we're happy to have you on our podcast and like have actually you like in all your glory and everything.
this man's hyping you up. I was like, calm down, June. Yeah, I mean, he's I think he's straight, June.
But I mean, yeah, honestly, it's a pleasure to have you on our podcast.
Most definitely, I mean, and like I said, I mean, like I said, I mean, most definitely, if you ever want to come back on, just let us know, man. If we'll be more than happy to have you back on.
And or good luck to you on the Fox News, and hopefully everything turns out all right. And, like, they actually, like, paint you in a positive way.
But always be prepared for that.
You know, it kind of goes with conservatism, which I didn't even, I think most passport bros, it doesn't matter what, it's not like a
I mean.
Yeah, most definitely. Like,
yeah, I mean, you don't bring politics into it at all. It's basically just your experiences and stuff.
So Fox News is going to find a way.
Yeah.
But I mean, even then, I mean, I know, Fox News is always going to find a way to be like, so how is this going to be with geopolitics or this and that? And just ignore the BS, man.
Like, I don't think you should require a sociology degree.
Degree
to be a traveler.
Yeah, they're always going to bring some random side argument.
Yeah.
Just, you know, be chill with it, man. I know it. Just be honest self, man. I mean, like I said, you're a cool dude. And like I said, I mean, trust me, they try to cancel me every other episode we drop. There's always some woman trying to cancel me for what I said. You know, I was talking about Bud Light, and people were trying to cancel me off that one episode I made. I think it was like Bro Solo I made or some shit like that. But yeah, man, I mean, just be honest self. Oh, go ahead, Ben.
I was curious about asking about your polygamy, and if you plan on doing that while you travel as well. Like, is that why? Because I think Africa is that more commonplace out there?
Yeah, it's more common out there, like polygamous. And I know Nigeria and where I'm planning on going was like Ghana. They're real heavy on polygamy out there, and so you know it's something.
Do you know Austin Holloman by any chance?
Oh no, go ahead. You said
Austin Holloman.
No.
Austin Holloman, by any chance?
No, I've heard of him just yet.
Oh, he's a good creator, and he's out in Africa right now, actually.
Nice,
and
nice.
Like in there making vlogs, so if you're
okay.
Some other content.
I'll definitely check him out. Yeah, most definitely. I mean, like I said, I'm open to seeing anything. I'd be watching Black Polygamy on TikTok, and, you know, seeing different, you know, people adjusting their lifestyles and things like that. And so I'm just, you know, me personally, it works for me. It doesn't work for everybody. I always make sure to tell everybody that. It doesn't work for everyone. But, I mean, like I said, if you're true to yourself and you're honest to the people you're with, it's going to mesh together. And, you know, that straight honesty is always going to be the key. No lying, no BS on the side. I know it gets tempting at times, man, but trust me, it's always better to be honest, be upfront. And the women will listen. Like, the right women, at least, they will listen. They will understand. Most definitely. I mean, yeah, man. But yeah, I don't know if you want to go ahead and end that short now. But yeah, I really do appreciate you jumping on the stream with us, man.
Yeah,
really
thank you.
This first video interview, man.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's very big.
Well, it's an honor, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right.
But anyways, peace out, y'all. It's the Too Easy Podcast. Peace.
Yeah. See ya.
But yeah, man, that was good, man. That was good. I'll send once I officially got it, I'll go ahead and send it all to you, and you can do your own editing or however you want to do it, Big Dog.
Cool, thank you, man. How'd you like Riverside?
It was all right, man. It's my first time using it. We're gonna try it with my phone, but then I was like, nah, I don't
think better to use it with a laptop.
Yeah, it's
better. It's better than the like.
So. How has 1-800-STREETS helped you?
Well, Steve, how it helped me was, you know, my wife, you know, she's a big hoe. You know, everybody in the neighborhood done had her. But one day that really did it was, I walked in the house during a family reunion. She's sucking off my daddy, my grandpappy, and my great-grandpappy. Sucking them all off. The fucked up part is, my great-grandpappy doesn't even have legs. He has diabetes. She had to pick up his little nubs. Just to get down to his dick. First thing I walk in is his nubs in the air. And him smiling, grabbing her hair. Man, it was the worst fucking sighting in the history of science. I could have killed that bitch. But no. I went on and called 1-800-STREETS. Because it was the right thing to do. And you know what? My life's been better since. But my great-grandpappy still visits from time to time asking if she's here, but he has Alzheimer's, so you forget she don't live here no more. But yeah, I mean, other than that, my life's been great.
Wow, See that, y'all? 100 Streets is changing lives already. Thank you for tuning in. Now back to the show.